Hello. I want to talk about COVID-19 implications of the scourge. Yeah. The COVID-19 pandemic is considered as the most crucial global health calamity of the century and the greatest challenge that the humankind faced since the Second World War. According to the report of the World Health Organization, which is the WHO, as of April 8, 2020, the current outbreak of COVID-19 has affected over 202,164,111 people and killed more than 146,198 people in more than 2,200 countries throughout the world. Till now, there is no report of any clinically approved antiviral drugs or vaccines that are effective against COVID-19. It has rapidly spread around the world, posing enormous health, economic, environmental and social challenges to the entire human population. The coronavirus outbreak is severely disrupting the global economy. Almost all the nations are struggling to slow down the transmission of the disease by testing and treating patients, quarantining suspected persons through contact tracing, restricting large gatherings, maintaining complete or partial lockdown, and many other ways. In addition to the human impact, there is also significant economic, business, and commercial impact being felt globally. As viruses know no borders, the impact will continue to spread. In fact, 94% of the Fortune 1000 across the globe and businesses in Nigeria have been impacted and are already seeing COVID-19 disruptions. Developing countries such as Nigeria already faced immense pressure with lack of affordable housing for millions of Nigerians, a broken healthcare system with inadequate facilities to cater for the growing population, epileptic power supply, among a host of other challenges. Micro, small and medium enterprises, that's the MSMEs, face a challenge like no other during and after that, supposing the pandemic is controlled or a vaccine cure is discovered, the COVID-19 pandemic. Micro, small and medium enterprises, that's MSMEs, are especially prone to economic shocks due to their relatively low savings capacity and will have to sink or swim in the current climate of pandemic-induced economic shock and artificial but necessary restrictions on movement of goods and people. A majority MSMEs depend to a large extent on the free movement of goods and people to keep their supply chains and ultimately their businesses running profitably. These organizations will find it really challenging to get back on their feet. Considering the state of Nigeria's education sector, pertinent questions arose. Do schools in Nigeria have the technology to cater for the 46 million students affected? Do households have the facilities to engage their children in remote learning? Do teachers have the resources to deliver live lessons or record a massive open online course? That's the MOOC styled lessons. Unlike other countries, the Nigerian Federal Ministry of Education School Closure Directive did not come with any clear-cut policy measures on how to mitigate learning disruptions for children or how to address the digital divide. So my conclusion is saying that education is not paramount to the Nigerian government at this time, which should be not. The only well-documented response is the Nigerian Education in Emergency Working Group strategy, which is the NWIWWG. Thank you.